de 96.2 FM is dit Radio De Vrije Keizer. Go ahead.
Ja, we zitten hier gezellig met een gast aan de tafel. En dat is MC Shank, dat is een hardcore...
MC Cube Shank in the house.
Yeah, right. Welcome in the studio.
Thank you.
We invited you here because you have a performance tonight in Frankrijk.
That's right.
And that's all because of Mumia Abu-Jamal.
For the cause of Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yeah. Maybe you can first start a bit how you started rapping and why you have such a political text, lyrics.
I first started out rapping because I heard people rapping on the radio. And I said, I could do that. If they're getting paid, I could get paid. So I started doing it. Then I saw the potential and the power to inform as well as educate and entertain large numbers of people at the same time. So I started, you know, I was active before I started rap. Well, not active, but I was just coming into my activity when I first started rapping. So that's why I started getting political, because I see what's out here and it's a threat to me directly, to my personal life.
Yeah. What was the first raps you heard? And
the first one I heard was Sugar Hill Gang, of course. That was the first one I heard. But I wasn't really too much on the music scene before like 83. That's when I first started. You know, I saw a Flashdance. Everybody saw Flashdance, and you know, yeah, that whole era.
Yeah. Why did you choose this political prisoner tour? Because you're on a political prisoner tour. Why did you point out your political views, especially on the political prisoners?
You know, as when I first began to get more politicized, I was in what I would call more straight up nationalistic or issue oriented movements. Like, let's say somebody got murdered by the police, you know, and a bunch of people would deal with that, you know, and confronting the police and government officials and whatnot. And as I stayed with that, one day I was in court to support Reverend Sharpton. His name is Reverend Sharpton. And Daruba Bin Wahad, another Black Panther, a former political prisoner, was having court day on the same day in the same court building. So I went downstairs to give him some support. And I noticed there was just more white people than Black people there. And, you know, I said, this is, I got to get into this, you know, as a direct solution to that. I won't say problem, but that condition of being, because it's true as one fight, but certainly Black people should be standing up for Black people. I mean, that's just, I think that's very true, both at home and abroad. So behind, that was like my first, I would say, real experience with political prisoners. And then as I got more into Daruba's case, I heard about Mumia's case. And then since Mumia's on death row, that's death row. You know, after that, there ain't no more. You know what I'm saying? So I said, this is the issue that I must address. I did a tour in, I believe it was 90, and I had just heard about Mumia before I came and before I did this tour. And I was speaking on it then, but so then I finished the tour, went back to the States, and I said, you know, I got to do a whole, you know, really do it justice, you know, to get some more light on the subject so that people will hear about the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal, a COINTELPRO, political prisoner from the United States.
Yeah. There is also support groups who are supporting Mumia's case in the States and all over the world, actually. Do you know much more? Do you have contact with those groups?
Groups over the world? No, I have some contact with the Black Panther Party in New York. I mean, I've heard about the concerned family and friends of Mumia in Philadelphia. Also, the Black United Watch, the Black United Fund is also dealing with this case. There's a man by the name of Elambe Brath who's he doesn't deal with political prisoners specifically, but that is the main part of his program. He's in Manhattan in Harlem. So I don't, you know, it's a worldwide thing. You know, this is worldwide. You know, I was surprised when I came on my first tour to find out that people knew about Mumia Abu-Jamal. This one brother had this big banner, which I lost, and I give him, if you're listening, I give you a tape for that banner. But, you know, they had a whole thing already, you know, quite set up. So that gave me a little more power and push to go ahead and do this rhyme, Mumia.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd suggest we listen to the rhyme, Mumia, for first, and then we go on. Mumia.
Boycott Time Warner Records.
At a time when other MCs are dropping the MC, I exponentiate it to the third power. MC Cube Shank, MC Cube Shank. The most chill, melanated, coolin' man child Shank in the place that's ruling. Rocking your ass with elongated stretch marks, no lunch breaks, barks. Worse than a bite you might get from a pit bull, flesh ripping rhymes that make you go, ooh. Where does President Bill Clinton stand on the issue of Mumia Abu-Jamal? Got a super duper roughneck, enough respect built to last. Shout out for the COINTELPRO political prisoner, Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Mumia Abu-Jamal is on death row. Now that you all know, you can't say that you didn't know. Former Black Panther who brought black to fame. Back to black on track, rappers don't say his name or the name of many others on death's aisle. I owe the POW a few breaths while he breathes on reprieve. I create the massive aggressive and awareness I generate. Consciousness on a CIA FBI's eyes. Brother framed on COINTELPRO lies. So a Negro on Wall Street can reap benefit I can't get with a forgiven or forget the sweat. The years of fears proceed till a MIA is freed. So wish me Godspeed. Hustables, players up in the background. I strategize and can't even hear the sound. Out of sight, out of mind, a prisoner of war. A rhyme fun rappers don't have no time for. So I got a fun rapper's vendetta. Born and bred, misled, a sucker, she's still no better. A rhyme so that you couldn't say you didn't know. Mumia Abu-Jamal is on death row. Mumia Abu-Jamal is on. Mumia Abu-Jamal is on. Mumia Abu-Jamal is on death row. Exile Mumia Abu-Jamal. Exile Mumia Abu-Jamal. Exile Mumia Abu-Jamal. Exile Mumia Abu-Jamal. Exile. They might be strapping them down as I write the rhyme with the velocity because it ain't much time. If I had a main squeeze with a helicopter, I'd break the story down to a co-opter. The prop me move a soul, the soul stirring death row journalism. Direct out hell's holes, hold. I could break them out and just keep stepping. I need 30 warriors and sophisticated weapons. A proactive act to counteract a simple fact. Get some plastic surgery and then come back. But first, a false trail to avoid trial. I make it look like I'm in self-imposed exile. Who me up until Jamal? Can't say it too many times because suckers read budget rhymes. So contentless hoisted, I'm the voice of the voice of the voiceless for now. Prodding empty heads like cattle. The unwrapped, unsung hero. He's fighting the real battle from the black side. Court reporter, you ought to know who me up until Jamal is on death row. Mumia Abu-Jamal. Mumia Abu-Jamal is on. Mumia Abu-Jamal is on. Mumia Abu-Jamal is on death row.
Exile.
Yeah. Back on the air with MC Shank. What's your name? Because MC between angles and then a three?
Yeah, well, that's a mathematical term, you know, like MC cubed. You know, like 2 cubed is 8, 4 cubed is what? 16 times 4 is 64, right? Is that right? 64?
Yeah.
Yeah. And each MC, the first, you see, is MC cubed Shank. That's MC, MC, MC. The most chill, melanated, cool man child Shank in the house right at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And MC means master of ceremony.
No,
yeah, that's
no.
Or not.
MC means the most chill.
Most
melanated,
chill.
Cool man child Shank in the house.
Militant comrade. Can I say that?
Yes, you can definitely say that. No question about that.
Okay, just what I wondered, and most of the listeners were wondering that too, because we know that some rappers call themselves MCs, like MC Hammer.
Well, he took the MC off.
Yeah, he did. Off. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's cleared out already.
Yeah.
That's great. You've got also other names. I'm just looking at your playlist, like Gavin Gatto.
Gavin Cato.
Cato.
Gavin Cato was a 6-year-old boy who was run over by members of the Lubavitch sect of the Hasidim Jews in Brooklyn. And what happened was the ambulance came, took the driver. Gavin Cato was a black kid. The ambulance came, took the driver who hit Cato away. The police did not allow the neighborhood people to lift the car off the boy. The boy died. In retaliation for that death, Yanko Rosenbaum was murdered. In my personal opinion, I say fuck them. If they're gonna let ours die, theirs got to die too.
So what kind of driver was that? You said somebody of, you had the name of a group, but I didn't get
the,
it.
The Lubavitch.
What's that?
It's a sect of the Hasidim Jews. It's a sect. There are many sects. And the Lubavitch Hasidim sect was having a funeral for somebody. They had a funeral procession, a lot of cars. Somebody had died. And this driver tried to beat the light. You know, go. The
yeah.
light was red, and
yeah,
he tried to speed up. And he hit Gavin Cato and his sister. And but see, that was just one incident in a long history of incidents. In 78, there was a brother by the name of Victor Rhodes who was beaten to death by the Lubavitch section of the Hasidim Jews. A woman's house was burnt out. She wouldn't sell it to them, so they burnt her house so that they could expand. And just, they get special treatment, man. Right now, they have a community, they have a board, an official board, and they have no representation. You know, if I'm on your school board, I should be living in your district where you live.
Yeah.
They don't live in our district, but they own the board. There were two boards set up. It's a whole history of injustice is what it really is. And I say, fuck Yanko Rosenbaum. They're going to kill ours. They're gonna die too.
Yeah, you're coming from New York.
That's right.
You've born there. You've been born there.
Born and raised.
Yeah. In what neighborhood?
I was raised in the neighborhood of Spanish Harlem. That's a lot of Puerto Rican people.
And it goes good together.
Excuse me.
That living together with the Puerto Ricans and the blacks goes all right, or
in my neighborhood it was okay. You know, I it was all right. I have no complaints. Yo puedo español.
Muy bueno. International.
¿Por qué no?
Yeah, why not?
That's right.
Let's get to communication with each other. Do you have any other radical groups against the blacks specifically?
Radical groups?
Yeah.
I would say the Ku Klux Klan and the neo-Nazi groups in America, as well as other right-wing groups. I would say the government in general.
Yeah, who was the most dangerous?
The most dangerous, you know, depending on the situation. I mean, it's always a man with a gun. because if they didn't have guns, they couldn't do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, but then there's also, you know, there's an image war going on. You know, TV produces certain images. You know, in Germany, there's a candy called Nigger Kiss. It's called Negerkuss.
Negerzoen. Yeah, we got them too
yeah,
here.
You got them too. Then I'm gonna have to make a rhyme about that shit here too. I'm gonna have to learn some Dutch though. You gonna teach me Dutch?
If I can in the short time you're here. It's very very difficult, I think. But
I think that is a blatant racist term. You know, I'm an African. You know, and like now I might say a nigga like me might do this or that. All right, nigga is a privilege a trooper can use. You know, if you a trooper, you know, you can hang with that. You know, if not, you know, then, you know, you don't got nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. But that term is an image war. You see, because when somebody can call something a nigga kiss right in your face like it's okay, already you're being degraded and not even, well, I know. That's why I wrote this rhyme, which is called Paleface Crackers, which is crackers is a derogatory term for white people in the States. And
sounds a bit familiar with crackers, with what we are, the squatters. So sometimes when you hear a rhyme from the crackers, so like Sister Soldier also sings about crackers, and so maybe you can explain a bit more. Like,
well, I mean, with the rhyme in itself, is like, if you're gonna have Negerkussa, I'm gonna have pale face crackers. You know, we do it like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got here cheese heads. That's the Dutch thing. We've been said that we are cheese heads. Kaaskoppen.
We've got to free Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yeah, that's sure. That's where we're here.
He's alive right now because people wrote letters. I want everyone within the sound of my voice and beyond to write a letter to Governor Casey, Main Capitol Building, Room 225, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17120.
Right, and if you didn't get the address, you can call us, of course, and we give you the address and all information beyond that. But I would say go and come tonight to the benefit for Mumia Abu-Jamal, featuring MC Cubed Shank.
Precisely.
MC Cubed Shank, and he will tell you much, much, much more about Mumia Abu-Jamal and the situation in the States. Yeah, working the word.
Working the word.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, just play another song of MC Cubed Shank.
I like hardcore myself, so let's go with.
Yeah, right.
Known as Larry Davis, for surviving a police assassination attempt on November 14th, 1986. Adam Abdul-Hakim, formerly known as Larry Davis. You're about to hear his voice recorded from the hell of a jail cell. Adam Abdul-Hakim, formerly known as Larry Davis.
Revolutionary greetings. This is Adam Abdul-Hakim, formerly known as Larry Davis. Fire!
Abdul-Hakim was formerly known as Larry Davis, Rusta bomb assassin team. Stormed the door hardcore, too late to debate or call the long arm of the so-called law. Arm of the law was outstretched to catch. Got caught by 45 they brought. Delivered to a black brother at 15. Discovered a drug ring under police cover. At the same time, blacks were traitors. Crime, not an element of crime development. Time, be for real, overt, covert silence. You know, condones the violence. Reigns against the poor, a prisoner of war is alive. Charged attempting to survive. I give a high five, I need a high five. But in the course, shots in the place. One into the face of a disgrace to the uniform. Protected by the bogus slogan, all blue. Cops' names dropped, the drugs continue. Fuck the police, release went big. Black Panthers called it off the pig. 20 years ago, still sing the same song. White man per se can't lead the way. Get out the way as I lean. Also known as Larry Davis, Adam Abdul-Hakim. At 13, brutalized, hospitalized. I ain't heard America ever apologize. Years later, brutalized, hospitalized, paralyzed. Still ain't nobody
before see me valley. 6 years before TV, Rodney King went off the bug and on a stop the violence thing. Can we get along? Punk ass thing to say. Beat the hell out of it. Can't see the light of day. I can see the light of day. Shoot the shoot team. Mob style. I'm like Adam Abdul Hakim. I rhyme the point, resurrected. The rhymes here are all connected. Check it, protected by the bogus slogan. All blue cops' names drop, the drugs continue. Cause police that police ain't police. And the police that police them ain't police either. Give me a breather, civilian review board. One that's voted for, I can afford that. But tell me, who would affect discipline? Commissioner Lee Brown. Here we go again. Police that discipline, police ain't police. And the police that discipline, those police ain't police either. Give me another breather as the bounty on the black community grows and out. I post police with the album Body Count. Cop killer, not the Christmas Kwanzaa. A roughneck stanza with pride. I hope cop killer make a road cop suicide. To a real brother ain't no thing. It's like death to the clan in effect. Full swing on the soft is what I dream. The nation of Larry Davis's Adam Abdul Hakim. Blood, tooth for tooth, eye for eye. My people ain't the only ones who can die. 187 on a murdering pig. 187 West Africa, you dig it? Child for child, let's take them out, mob style. They got me mine and theirs on file. Guilty as charged before trial. So, a boycott, a ballot, a bullet. Hold the next cop that shoot a brother down. Go to court, follow him all around. Clock his habits from the sun up to the sun. And let God handle that one-on-one. Not meek, it's peak. I heard somebody talking about it's a cop a week time. Some do the right to defend self, brother. Other do the right to defend any other. Can I cap a cop if his gun is unauthorized? Point blank, go between your eyes. I don't suffer from dementia. If I'm found guilty, it'll be an absentia. Never sentence me to triple life upstream. I'm Stalin in the Muslimic name of Hakim.
Yeah, back in the house with MC Cube Cheng.
One more time
again. Yeah, the number we just heard was Shootout, and you just told me a story why you written the number or where it's about. So
yeah, that last rhyme was called Shootout. His man's name is Adam Abdul Hakim. When he was 15 years old, the police forced him to sell drugs for them. At 19, he decided he did not want to sell drugs for the police. The police tried to assassinate him. He shot 9 police and escaped. He was acquitted of attempted murder, but he was found guilty of having illegal weapons. Then the police threw murder case after murder case against him. One murder case stuck and he was convicted of murder. So he's doing 25 to life. Another frame up by the police who did not want him to stop selling drugs for them. The police used to visit him at his house where he lived with his mother, and she testified that the police used to come for years. Why would they go to his house continuously? Was he just a friend of theirs? No, he was selling drugs for them, and he is now doing time on that, but we're working on that.
How's the political situation, political prisoner situation concerning the black people or all around the states, also whites? I don't know how the rates are, the percentages exactly.
It's a shame that from what I've personally observed, the political prisoners, the black political prisoners get more support from whites than they do from blacks.
Why is that?
Why? You know, I've asked myself that a million times, and the only answer I come up with is we have been, as black people, as Africans, we have been so dehumanized that we do not feel as we should for African political prisoners. We have been so dehumanized. It's changing, it's getting better. A lot of black newspapers, because information, you know, ignorance is the real, I say that all the time, but ignorance is the real enemy. Ignorance of the facts of what is actually happening and how it's being done. And just to think about it is the worst enemy.
Mm-hmm. Talking about enemies, you got the band Public Enemy and Chuck D. Do you think they help a bit with making the youth more conscious about their situation, about their being black, and to gain more unity together to fight the government or any system that's bothering them and really fucking them up? Do you think that Public Enemy helps the youth to get more consideration?
I think Public Enemy is a positive influence. There's no question about that. They're not inciting anything that would be negative to African people and the struggle for power worldwide, because it's a worldwide thing. You know, it's really a worldwide thing.
And other rappers like Ice-T or something, but that's more
West Coast. I want Cop Killer. And I'm calling for a boycott of Time Warner Records till Cop Killer is put back on the shelves of the world.
Time Warner Records is the record company of Ice-T?
I believe they are.
Yeah, and they said don't put Cop Killer on the label or else. Or it was on a pressure of governmental thing.
Whatever they said, I say boycott Time Warner Records till Cop Killer is back.
All right, just home tape the Ice-T shit. And then, yeah, that's better, I think. Don't put any money in the record label.
They'll do it. They'll turn around quick.
I hope
boycotts
so, too.
Boycotts have been used for years.
So that's about black rappers. So you also have white rappers, and that's, for instance, Consolidated. You've heard a song you've told, but you don't really know the band.
I like the sound. I didn't know they were white, to tell you the truth.
They're white.
Well, okay. Well.
And some of them are gay.
Okay, well.
You don't have a problem with that?
Well, with what?
With
what?
Gay people, because I've heard some sounds in American, African-American rappers who are kind of homophobic.
Well, you'll never hear me telling some man, oh man, suck my dick, because I'm not a homo personally, so I'm not going to tell him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this, just like the KKK would say, oh, well, I don't like African people. They should die or whatever. That same.